Okay, I didn't really come with anything prepared for 529 because, like it or not, you're coming to see me. So I'll talk about 567. Public policy 567 is data analysis practicum using STATA. And the class really has two purposes. The first is to really bridge the gap between the theoretical material that you'll learn in classes like 529, econometrics, and the actual practice of research. I think graduate students and faculty in some cases find that there are a lot of things in actually executing research that aren't taught in classes. So things like, my data has weights. What are those? What do I do with them? My data showed up and half of the income distribution is missing. What do I do? Right? In 529 and similar classes, those situations typically aren't addressed. And so that's a part, at least half of what 567 is about, is dealing with these practical issues that you just won't cover in a statistics course. The other half is to provide a specific skill, and that is STATA, being able to utilize and execute data analysis using the statistical software package STATA. So a lot of time is spent on the nitty-gritty of STATA, how to execute programming within STATA, how to calculate all your summary statistics, manage data, construct macros, the whole deal. We get actually extremely advanced in terms of the STATA programming that we cover in that class. And so bringing those two things together, I think the class is really interesting. We essentially start like you would if you were working through an actual research project from scratch. So we get raw data files and take them, read them into the statistical application, and literally go through every possible step you could imagine in terms of going from basic text to a finished product in terms of a research paper and learning all of the steps along the way. We deal, in terms of just learning the material, we do utilize a bunch of different data sets from all over the world, and I try and touch on as many policy topics as I can from week to week. There's usually a health section, there's usually a kind of labor economics section, there's usually a demographic section, so lots of different sections to deal with, the social inequality, poverty section in the class. In terms of requirements, what's expected, there are problem sets, typically one every 2 weeks or so, and I think they're very practical in terms of very real-world examples of what you would be expected to do in terms of conducting research. The other piece is essentially the back end of a research paper. You're expected to bring your own data, or I provide a ton of data sets as well, and it's up to you to decide what data you actually want to use. But you're going to take that data and, as I suggested, analyze that information, set up the data so that it's in the appropriate form, analyze it, and then come up with some results based off of a specific research question that you pose. For some students, they utilize projects that are ongoing, their master's thesis, their dissertations in some cases, papers that they're executing in other classes, and that's completely fine with me. If you want to add a data component to a paper you're writing in another class, that seems to work well for a lot of students. And so that's really the major requirement in the class, and it's something that we work on throughout the entire term. It's not something that I just throw out there and have you show up at the end of the term with a finished product. It's very much an interactive process that we work on throughout the semester. Okay. So we just have a whole lot of data analysis fun in 567. Are there any questions? Okay. Well, if one comes to you, I'm upstairs in the fifth floor, 5212. Always happy to talk about 529 or 567.